The sixth day of the blessed month of Tuba, the honorable feast of circumcision. On this day, the church celebrates the feast of circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory. That was on the eighth day following his birth, according to the Jewish law, to fulfill the commandment, as our teacher St. Paul said in his epistle to the Romans, chapter 15, verse 8, "Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers." The Feast of Circumcision is one of the seven minor feasts of the Lord that the church celebrates. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, the church also commemorates the taking up of the prophet Elijah alive into heaven. When Elijah knew of his coming ascension, he went with his disciple Elisha from Gilgal to Bethel, where he informed Elisha of what would come to pass. They went to the Jordan River, and Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water, and it was divided, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen." So he saw Elijah no more. The prophet Elisha took up the mantle of Elijah and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan River. He struck the water with Elijah's mantle, and it again divided this way and that. And Elisha crossed over on dry ground to where he came from. May the blessing of the prophet Elijah and Elisha, his disciple, be with us. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 303 A.D., the martyrdom of four archons, or lay leaders, occurred in Esna. On the return of Arianus the governor for the second time to Esna, he met the four archons, Osaphius, Saman, Herwag, and Pacoash. They were the lay leaders of Esna, its scribes and overseer of its affairs. They were charitable to the poor and the needy and were the providers for the widows and the orphans. They came before the governor, freely confessing their faith in the Lord Christ and not worrying about the threats and tortures. The governor ordered to savagely torture them, but their faith was not shaken. Finally, the governor ordered that they be beheaded, and thus they received the crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 152 A.D., St. Marcianus, the 8th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was born in Alexandria and was very well educated in its schools. Because of his great knowledge, they appointed him dean for the Theological School of Alexandria, and he was also well known for his piety and virtues. When the throne of St. Mark became vacant after the departure of Pope Ommianus, by consensus, he was elected patriarch in the year 141 AD. After he had occupied the throne of St. Mark for 10 years and 2 months, he departed in peace and was entombed in St. Mark Church in Alexandria. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 1189 AD, Pope Mark III, the 73rd Patriarch of Alexandria, passed away. He was of Syrian origin and worked as a merchant, and he was well known for his purity, celibacy, and piety. He was chosen patriarch in the year 1166 AD. When he was elected To sit on the apostolic throne, he served his flock with all purity, prayers, and many tears because of the hardships that befell the Coptic people during the Crusades. When Salah ad-Din took over the reign of the government of Egypt, the status of the Copts had improved, and consequently the Holy Father undertook a pastoral tour. In it, he visited his flock in all the regions of Egypt. After he sat on the throne of St. Mark for 22 years and 7 months, he departed in peace and was buried in the monastery of St. Macarius in the wilderness of Shahid. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1271 AD, Pope Gabriel III, the 77th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father made the Holy Myron, or Holy Oil, and consecrated it in the Church of the Holy Virgin in El Malacca in Old Cairo with the participation of many bishops. That was during his pontificate that only lasted for 2 years. He then departed in peace. He was entombed in the Church of the Martyr Mercurius Abu Safain in Old Cairo. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 379 AD, the Holy Father, St. Basil the Great, Archbishop of Caesarea in Cappadocia, departed. He was born in the year 329 AD in Cappadocia to a very religious family. His sister was St. Macrina. His two brothers were St. Gregory, Bishop of Nyssa, and St. Peter, Bishop of Sebaste. Basil was instructed in rhetoric, philosophy, and natural sciences. He studied in Caesarea, Palestine, Constantinople, and Athens. He was a friend and fellow student to St. Gregory the theologian and to Julian, who later became the emperor and left the faith of the Lord Christ. In the year 358, he abandoned the world and came to Egypt and traveled through its wilderness, where he learned from the monks piety, virtues, and life of asceticism. Upon his return to his home, he lived in seclusion in the wilderness of Pontus, where he practiced the life of asceticism and worship. St. Basil became the first founder of monasticism in the countries of Pontus and Cappadocia. In the year 362 AD, he received the grace of priesthood. He continued to teach the believers and to bring back those who had gone astray. Because of the sanctity of his life and the excellence of his knowledge and virtues, he was chosen Archbishop of Caesarea in the year 370 AD. He faced many hardships from the Arian Emperor Valens, but he thankfully endured them all. And the Lord wrought many miracles and wonders by Basil's hands. He was who composed the Liturgy of St. Basil, which our Coptic Church uses regularly. He also composed many books, spiritual commentaries, ascetic and church canons, and when he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May the prayers of St. Basil the Great be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the consecration of the Church of the Martyr St. Isaac el Defroi, also known as St. Isaac of Tifri. After his martyrdom, the believers took St. Isaac's body in expensive shrouds and sent it to his hometown of Tifri, also known as Defroi, where a church was built after his name in the same place where he had lived. The bishop of the diocese consecrated it on this day and placed Isaac's pure body in it. The Lord manifested many wonders in this church. All those who had incurable diseases went to this church and received healing when they entered the church and received the blessing of the body of the saint. May the prayers of this pure martyr, St. Isaac el Defroi, who also composed biographies of the martyrs, be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.